all the dreams and everything I want. Of all the stars I love only you. My only one.
Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
That was Rennie Wilson from his new album, Punk Explosion. Oh, such fun. That was the song Glass Animal. It's a digital-only release. It's up on his Bandcamp right now. Only $5. Give him a little help to fill that gas tank as he moves across the country to Montreal. Won't you? You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Yeah,
success. I got to replug in my headphones. I am joined in the studio by the one and only Ryan Rozelle. Ryan.
Took you long enough to get here, man.
Jesus. I shut up at 12. It was right at 12. That's the way I roll.
There was the worst music playing in the auto DJ before you got here. I've been hiding under there for like 15 minutes.
Worth it. Captured
oh my
forever.
God. The look on your face. If only this was television and not radio, because that was priceless.
For those of you listening at home, Ryan just jumped out from beneath a tarp.
It's a dirty-ass tarp, too.
That is a dirty-ass tarp.
You know how long I was under that thing?
Oh,
yes, security. Yes.
Oh, Ryan.
Duncan.
It's great to be in the studio with you.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
You've been holding it down. This last month, doing a great show, making
Thanks.
It difficult for me to come back
with
my modest show. And the reason that we're co-hosting today, I'm coming out of dad retirement, soiling myself. this chair had to go anyways, so
yeah.
It's all good. And I'm wearing kind of dark pants.
I figure it's unfair for just the baby to soil himself. You know, you can. You gotta get your diaper changed too.
And this is also a very bittersweet. Because you are leaving town.
This is my last day in the radio station.
Ah, God, it's been a great run.
Yes, absolutely.
You've reached the highest of highs. The yeah. president of CITR?
Yeah, the lowest of
the
lows.
The lowest of lows, the PSA coordinator. it's been a real treat having you around the station.
It's been a blast.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of music to play today.
Yeah.
You, I imagine, have some music to play today.
I got some things on my mind.
All right. Should I throw up a couple of songs?
Then yeah. We'll get I haven't prepared because I've been hiding for so long.
Sweating under yeah. that nasty tarp.
I don't even know what that's used for.
I was really... Like, murders? I got here, you know, I actually got here early by my standards. And I was like, oh, Ryan's not here yet. I was going to let him take the board. So, okay. And then... Brenda, so smooth, was like, oh, Ryan yeah, just had I to go out and get cool. something. Yeah,
yeah,
cool as a cucumber.
Thanks, Brenda.
Yeah. All right, let's give a listen to some Mono Man.
Man, you jumped.
I
so
lost it. I lost it. The headphones came up. Like, there's a lot of slack in this line,
know,
and they still popped. I'm very glad that there's some of a safety
yeah,
release
they didn't
on
break
headphones.
Off in the board or something.
Yeah, like, oh, gotta put the new board in now because Duncan broke it, destroying himself after getting freaked out. All right.
Gosh, that was awesome.
Let's go listen to some Monomyth. This is the song Patsy. Here we go.
I don't know what came along and tricked me into believing that you. your love, your love. And though the crowds just to the nuns, the dust still blows round the antique gods and the dry, and wild things still grow along the 405. Thank you.
All right, so that was Toronto's Jay Holy with a very John Mousey sounding song. All of his stuff is kind of like that, but it's great. I like it a lot. He has a new album out called Scopolamine Dream. Scopolamine Dream. And that was the song Beasts and Devils. It's free on his Bandcamp, as are all of his old releases, so check it out. It's a fun, funky time.
And the price is right.
And the price is right. I'm sure you could throw a few bones his way. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
He'd say, hey, okay, but you can get
Bone
it for
me.
Free, too. Before that, we heard Nick Kurgovich from his brand new album On Sunset. That was the song The Back Lot. It's a very interesting album. I think he's really going for it. He's in L.A. He debuted the first video from the song on Esquire magazine's Ooh. Website. Yeah, it's a pretty slick package. So good job, Nick Kurgovich. Look for that coming out later this month. And at the top, we heard Mint Records' newest band, Monomyth, from Halifax. That was from the album Saturnalia Regalia, and that was the song Patsy. There's a really funky video for that song. Am I saying everything's funky?
Funky. I don't know. There's a lot of big words on that list you just read there.
It was, yeah.
You did a good job.
Thank you. Very cool video for Monomyth. Speaking of cool videos, your pals have a great one.
The D-Softs. Yeah.
What's the name of the song for the...
I think that one's Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. It's a good jam.
It is a good jam, yes. And they went through a lot in that video.
Yes.
There was an arc to that story.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And they, you know, permanent damage yeah. was done.
Yeah.
Heads were shaved.
So that guy had a long hair. He was a long hair for a long time.
Yeah.
And now, boom.
Now he's...
Music video.
No.
Skinhead.
Or yeah, now
short
he's...
hair. Yeah.
Skinhead.
Not a skinhead. Sorry. I've been off for a few weeks.
Okay.
A little rusty. Okay, well, should we give a listen to them?
Yeah, of
course. And it
course.
Was the song Everything?
Yeah, they're also playing.
They are.
Soon. This Sunday. Victory
yeah.
Square Block Party.
Yeah. CHR and...
Music Waste.
And Music Waste co-presenting. And so the Shilohs, Dead Soft, Supermoon, Nervous Talk, Purple Heart Social Club, Fountain, Cool, and Tough Age.
That is a lineup.
That is a hell of a lineup.
I've never seen one. And Supermoon is this September's Discorder magazine cover.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
congratulations
very cool.
to them.
They'll also be playing as part of Live at Lunch. So they're starting next week. There'll be live bands every day at noon here on campus, and we'll be broadcasting the show. So Supermoon will be part of that too.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good for a band that doesn't even have a recorded song.
Yes. All right, let's give a listen to some Dead Soft, and then we'll listen to some other Victory Square bands. Here we go. Here is Dead Soft from their brand new album.
Oh, should we explain to everyone what happened before?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently
okay.
we didn't do a very
Set
good
the
job.
Scene.
Okay, it's 10, maybe quarter to noon. I know Duncan's going to come in. Maybe he'd be early. Probably not, but I didn't want to risk it. So I got this dirty tarp, which is the only thing I could find to hide under, out of the mobile sound equipment room. And I lied on the floor of the on-air studio for about 10, 15 minutes while really, really bad music played through the auto DJ. And then Duncan, you didn't even go on. I thought you would just sit down and be like, hey, it's Duncan's Donuts. I'm going to start my show now. No, you had to play a whole song too.
I never do that.
And
I always start with a song. That's my style. That's just me.
I know. But
just dragging it out.
I thought you would be
further.
Courteous to the guy on the floor and, you know, just let me scare the bejesus out of you immediately.
Yeah, and you thought your cover was blown.
Just because you were drumming really funny.
I was air drumming to the Rennie Wilson song because I was feeling it so hard. I was wrapped up in my own little musical reverie.
Yeah, and I thought you were just totally taking the piss out of me and just like shoving your feet in my face.
And yet you took the piss out of me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it went.
So yeah, I jumped up and scared him. It was good.
Yeah, and so that's when I yelped on air. I screamed and jumped back. And
it was a pretty good like, ah! You really gave her.
I was very surprised. I expected to see you running through that door with like a coffee because you hung over and needed.
Yeah.
Like
Station manager Brenda Gruno kept her cool. Told Duncan as I asked her.
Hey,
have
to you tell seen him. Ryan around? Oh, I think he just had to run out and get something.
Nice work. That's what CITR is all about. Lying to our volunteers.
A MacGuffin. All right, here. So that's what happened. And apparently the security cam captured everything.
Yes.
And we'll see if that footage can be recovered. Maybe that Hopefully. Server's going to go down. Yeah. All the other servers are going down. Maybe the video surveillance server will go down. All right. that's what happened. What a way, what a send off.
Yeah, I think that's one of my best CITR memories created in my final hours here.
Yes. Are you, have you done any other? You're kind of a jokester, a prankster.
I scare people here a lot. Brenda is almost impossible to scare. I've really? Jumped into her office a few times, and she just kind of looks up and doesn't even stop typing, which she's really good at, anyways. But I've scared some people around, but that's definitely my masterpiece.
Yes,
I've grown so much. As a
You've come a
member.
Long way, my friend, a very long way. All right, here, without further ado, is some Dead Soft.
Thank you. Hello. Yes. Who may I ask is speaking?
Good evening. This is Dr. Duncan.
Oh, hello, doctor.
The test results have returned from the lab.
Should I be worried? What were the results?
As you know, you have been under my observation for 6 months. The condition you suffer from significantly interferes with your ability to remain motionless. I recommend you listen to music each day. Good music. Drink plenty of water. Feel the groove. I mean, really feel it. I also urge you to dance wherever possible. This accommodation is necessary to ameliorate your condition.
But what does the test result actually mean, Dr. Duncan?
It means you are dance positive. Dance positive. Dance positive.
I'm connections, strange connections.
Who did we hear there?
That was a little band by the name of Fountain out of Victoria, BC.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The song
Wonderful
Lady,
People.
Ladybug Mating Ritual from their self-titled tape from earlier this year, January.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's another one in the works. Cranking them out.
Awesome. And they are performing as a part of
Victory Square Block Party. Oh, yeah. Should we just play the ad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should play that.
I haven't played any PSAs yet. None are listed on my thing. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this live.
We'll do it live.
Victory Square Block Party. Here we go. Let's just play the ad. And
it's just going to be me talking again.
Anything
so.
After that. Okay, here we go. Is this going to work?
Party, it's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st. This free day of music features the Shilohs, Cool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Hearts Social Club, Nervous Talk, and Fountain, plus DJs Cherche La Femme and Richard McFarlane. Come down to Victory Square from 2 to 9 p.m., located on the corner of Canby Street and West Hastings.
Can do!
For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Good Sander Rhodes, the task at hand. Double back to cover the tracks again. Again.
All right, so yeah, Victory Square Block Party happening this Sunday. Things kick off around 3.
Fishy.
Did you just get pranked?
No, but I got a feeling something's going on. And
something's
I don't like
going.
It.
Something.
Only
in
I
the
hide
air.
Under the tarp.
Yeah. So Victory Square this weekend. It's or this Sunday. It's always a blast. You know, take it easy. you know, it's a
pace
long day.
Yourself.
Pace
yeah.
pace thyself.
Yeah.
Lest thy piss thyself.
Live in the green room life, man. Having access to that green room. I'll get
Danger.
You every time.
Yeah, so lots of great bands. And it is a fundraiser, both for CITR Radio and for Megaphone Magazine. That said, it's free, but you're encouraged to buy raffle tickets. And in the past, it's just an amazing raffle that happens. And yeah, I don't know, it's a lot of fun.
It's a hoot.
So check it out. Even if there's a little bit of rain, which there may be, you'll be fine. It'll actually be more comfortable than when it's just blazing hot sun.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And
dancing in the rain.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, really.
That's great.
Put your phone in a bag. Dance
yeah.
in the rain. And if things are, if you're still feeling, I think Cool is headlining. If you're still feeling the spirit,
if you're still
once
feeling
Cool's
cool.
done, there's maybe an after party happening.
Yeah.
Ask around.
Ask around.
And so Cult Babies and some other people will be playing at that.
Yeah, our good friend Chris Riffick.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. You're keeping him out after dark.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's
it's going to be like a 9:30 set or something crazy like that. And there's a rap diss song about me that he's going to play.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to be missed. You picked out the next song.
Yeah, speaking of parties.
Speaking of parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this band once, actually, before, after they broke up, at Prophecy Son's wedding.
After they broke up.
Yeah, they played this song, and I was just in love.
It's an amazing song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's called Party Hat.
It is.
It's by the Bash Bros.
Yes.
I think we should play it at regular speed, but I would just like to say that Patrick Girardi believes that this song is actually better played at 33. It's a 7-inch.
We could do it twice. It's the radio.
All right, well, maybe at the end of the show.
We'll see
we'll close
we
out. Yeah,
all right.
Feel it out.
Here is Bash Brothers with the song Party Hat.
When I was born, I had a party hat on.
Kicking, waving our hands. My liver had me shining like a yellow beacon.
That was Gene Defcon from the year 2000, from his album Come Party With Me 2000, released on K Records in 2000. The song Liz, and that goes out to my pal Liz Brandt, who's celebrating her 30th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Big 3-0. Congratulations. And so look forward to the picnic tonight. Nice picnic, birthday picnic.
Yeah.
It's pretty swell.
I'd like to personally thank her for the many bro puns and Portman bros that she's contributed to my lexicon.
Portman bros.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. She's got a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a gem.
Quite a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Yes. And before that, we heard Bash Bros from Nanaimo, although living here now, sort of. They seem to be around
Party
here.
Hat.
Yeah. Party Hat. Great song. Coming up next, we're going to hear a song from an unlikely place. The mouth of Michael Cera. The mind of Michael Cera.
The mind.
He put up a record called True That, and it's pretty good. You haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it. I might turn it off mid-song.
We could do that. It's okay. But, yeah, Michael Cera, I once saw him when I was in New York, and he was wearing a nice sweater, like not a nice sweater. He was just wearing a sweater and a backpack.
Yeah.
And I waved to him because I thought he was my friend. I don't know which friend. I was just like, I know that guy. And he's dressed so normally, like, oh, hi. And then I realized, no, famous TV actor. Yeah, he did. He was like, hey, it was a friendly encounter. It was just weird. Cause halfway through the wave, I was like, I do not know him.
That's awesome.
That is a famous stranger.
Yeah.
But he was very gracious.
I have a good stranger story that happened to me recently.
Yeah.
So, not stranger, celebrity story. I went to pick up my friend Nick from the train station, who's from Alaska. And whenever he's like pissing me off, I call him Nickelback. And Nickelback was recording a music video in the train station last week.
Whoa.
Crazy. I didn't go in.
You didn't brave it.
I asked the lady what's going on. Yeah. She was like, it's Nickelback. And we kind of had this moment together of just like, stay strong. And then I just waited outside.
I was once in security at an airport right behind Chad Kroeger.
Okay.
And his partner or girlfriend or whatever.
Did you slip like a little bag of cocaine into
his No, but he had just been arrested suitcase. For DUI. And I was like, how's this going to go getting into the U.S.?
Yeah. Because
we were going through customs there. And then a customs officer like way at the far side was like, hey, I can help you over here. Like waving frantically. And so Chad walked over with him and he was like, the handshake right away. It's like old Chad's going to get through into the U.S. just
He'll make
fine.
It.
Yeah. Well, enough of that. Let's talk about Michael Cera. Here is the song Clay Pigeons. It's a Blaze Foley cover. Here we go.
Michael Cera.
Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in and get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song and start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say. Till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say.
Telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, baby. I don't wanna hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
Just what you need, girl. So,
baby, bring your
There ain't nothing been wrong with a little bump and grind. Am I right, everybody?
Never.
Nothing. Yeah.
Never.
All right. We're joined in the studio now by...
Everyone.
By everyone. Eleanor, CITR president, is here. Brenda, Robin, and Sarah. And we're all here to say thank you for everything, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. You're the best.
And safe travels. Anybody else want to share a favorite Ryan story? And say goodbye to Ryan.
There's like a wealth. There's so many stories that it's just overwhelming. You know what I thought was funny is on your birthday, I was looking at all your birthday well wishings on your Facebook, and I found your mom's to just be so touching, and I felt like a bit momish towards you. Like, I was like, yeah, he just is a fun guy to watch him grow up and do all these great things. You're right, Mom. Co-mom.
That was my dad.
No. Yeah. Was it?
Like that collage thing?
Oh.
It has been father. Wonderful to watch
I guess
you grow
I felt
up.
A little
thanks,
dadly.
Guys.
As your co-dad.
I actually, I had that thought today. I wish Hugo was here because my first really embarrassing CITR memory was tabling Neon Indian with him and then getting super wasted and just leaving with a person and leaving everything on the table and just like heading out. And he still had faith in me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he stuck by you, and I'm glad CITR stuck by you because
I think all
you're
of you
more
guys
than
have
made up for it.
Have had some point like that with me, so I'd like to thank you guys because, you guys are my family up here, and I love you all.
All right.
It's been, what, 3 years?
Three long ones.
We've, virtually done every single thing there is to do at CITR, so thank you.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Left Robin, some mighty big shoes to fill, so. Mm-hmm.
You'll probably actually like do the job though, so that'll be great to have a president who does their job.
Getting drunk halfway through a meeting and leaving with a person.
I think loudmouth is part of your job, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know. So
it's true.
Maybe it is.
Eleanor will probably keep her clothing on.
I'll do my best. It's gonna be hard to live up to that, but we'll see.
All right. Any last messages? Okay.
Also, I'd just like to say on the record, Robin's a dick. I've never liked Robin, and since I'm flying away, I don't have to see your stupid face anymore. See you later, Rob. Never liked ya.
Voulez-vous parler some français avec moi?
En français, mec?
Oui.
Tu es un pièce de merde, mon ami.
C'est le daytime maintenant, Ryan. Tu peux pas...
Ok, oui. Ouais.
Même en français, ces mots sont pas...
C'est le même mot.
Pas bon.
Oui. Désolé, mais maintenant, au revoir, mon petit Rob.
Salut.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I love you, Rob.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Same, right?
You're moving to Germany. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Wo ist der Bahnhof?
Wo ist der Bahnhof? Mein Deutscher ist nicht so gut.
Das ist richtig. All right, we're going to close it off with one last song. What do you want to hear? Your last
It's on the turntable.
Song.
It's cute.
I know what it is. I was setting you up. It's a softball question.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sad. This is a sad but amazing song by an amazing band, the Apollo Ghosts, who've meant a lot to me living here, just like you guys. And yeah, it's called Angel Acres.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye,
Thanks
Ryan.
A lot.
See you, Ryan.
Bye.
And in my defense, I didn't know that gun was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know that girl was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know my dad was loaded. Well then, officer, I'm begging you, please come. All my friends are here tonight at Angel
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here,
World of Warfare, baby.
Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR.